the Bonneville Cisco are returning to the shorelines of Bear Lake for their big spawning event. We're learning more about their life cycle next on Western Life Radio. Be safe this winter driving season. Keep your vehicle's fuel tank over half full in case you get stranded on one of Utah's highways. Check tires for proper inflation and tread, and check windshield wipers and washer fluid levels. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Bring the family to catch a limit of Bonneville Cisco. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources tells us more.
So we're kind of doing the Cisco watch right now and keeping track. And if we see any fish along Cisco Beach, we'll let everybody know. But anglers are already starting to catch a few from boats, so it's right on time. We're definitely going to have open water this year. Anglers are going to be able to still dip net fish and catch them from boats, so it's going to be great. Well, definitely they're a unique fish. First of all, they're an endemic species, which means they're found nowhere else in the world. They do come in to spawn along rocky shoreline areas, but only for about maybe 10 to 14 days, and those are near the end of January up until about the first week of February. And it's the only time of the year that people are able to actually see Cisco in Bear Lake. And so it's really neat for families to come up and be able to see them along the shoreline. The nice thing about it is Cisco is considered a sport fish in the state of Utah and Idaho, and you're able to dip net fish and take them home. You can eat them. They're very good when they're fresh, and they're also good for using for bait for cutthroat trout, lake trout fishing at other times of the year. So we get a mix of people fishing either strictly for bait or people that just want to eat them, or there's people that want to do both. They want to have a few for dinner and then also save some for bait. So we're going to have that opportunity here very shortly. It's definitely been mild, mid-30s, 40-degree temperatures, which is really odd.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.